Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at tricountycontractingwi.com.
Are you sure there's nothing else you would like to say to me? I didn't get it. So no big deal, but I thought it was funny. Because that's the Quick Trip, you know, catchphrase, right? It'd be like seeing Gruber and he says, like, hey, give me a call sometime. No, that's
how many?
Not the line.
How many?
Say the line.
Live from the Annex Wealth Management Studios at the Avenue in downtown Milwaukee, this is Wisconsin's Morning News. Here's your host, Vince Vetrano.
It is more important to get the right decision than a quick one. But the family of Devontae Mitchell is beginning to get impatient.
How long, Milwaukee? 5 days have passed. 10 days have passed. 15 days have passed.
Nationally renowned civil rights attorney Ben Crump back in Milwaukee this week. Today marks a month since Devontae Mitchell was killed outside the Hyatt Hotel. He was held down by four security guards downtown after being thrown out of the hotel during a disturbance. Now, Milwaukee police have referred four charges of felony murder to the Milwaukee County District Attorney's Office, but still no charging decision and no arrests.
Why does it have to take so long? You know who did it. You know what they did. You seen it. Why are they not releasing the video from inside of this building?
So that is Mitchell's wife, De'Asia Harmon. They want investigators to release video. Now, you've likely seen, we have video. We've likely seen that from social media posts or on the news stations or in your feed, but you've not seen security camera video from the hotel. That has not been released publicly. And they are demanding that that be released, and they want charges filed now against the security personnel. I certainly get it and understand. You have to empathize with this family. The lawyers, maybe not so much. Right. There's a different agenda there. They need that attention. They need this story to stay in the news. But if that's your loved one and that's how he died and you're waiting for this decision, I certainly get the frustration.
And I have to imagine also from the prosecution side, if you're navigating, OK, how do we want to present these charges? Because in a case like this and with the emotions as high as they are, it seems very likely no matter what ultimately is presented for charges, there still will likely be, okay, well, why wasn't this also included? And why was this left out from what the criminal complaint ultimately will say?
So that all said, I don't see anything untoward here, nor any sort of cover-up. The DA's office has met with the family and attorneys. They've shared more information and video with them. They say they are waiting on a full autopsy report from the medical examiner's office, which to my knowledge has not yet been finished.
Correct.
So perhaps waiting on work from the state crime lab, that can take weeks if it's blood samples, if it's toxicology, all of that. We do have an election coming up, but DA John Chisholm is not running. So I see no advantage nor angle one way or another that delaying this somehow helps the DA's office to sit on it. I do believe it's a matter of time before a decision, whatever that may be, is issued. Difficult as it may be for the family, you want investigators and prosecutors to get it right. No matter how long that takes. It is 7:15. Sports up next on Wisconsin's Morning News.
Now, time for a sports update from the Gruber Law Office's One Call, That's All Sports Desk. Here's Greg Hill.
A cup of coffee, a bowl of cereal, and Bob Uecker home run call in the morning.
Mm-mm.
To left center and deep. Get up! Get up! Get out of here! Gone for Will.
I like the secondary impact there. You heard something hit the wall. I'm not sure right. If it was the ball that Willie hit, but it was something that hit the wall. Balanced breakfast with a go-ahead home run in the sixth inning from Willie Adames. Just one of three home runs the Brewers hit when they took on the Braves. Monday night at AFAM Field, they take the win in game one of a three-game set. 8-3, the final. Game two, Brewers-Braves tonight. Our Brewers coverage starts at 6. First pitch set for 7:10. It is trade deadline day in Major League Baseball. The window officially closes at 5 p.m. local time today. Brewers add pitcher Nick Mears over the weekend, who did well yesterday, made his debut for the crew. Two strikeouts in an inning of work, not bad. And they get another starting pitcher, meet Frankie Montas, who the Brewers acquired from the Reds in exchange for pitcher Jacob Junis and outfielder Joey Weimer. Now, Montas started the season hot. He did have a 7-game stretch at the end of May into early June, from 3.72 ERA at the tail end, but the numbers outside of that, his last two outings not been great. But if anyone could grab a gem who is due for resurgence, it is the Brewers. Now, you will like this guy, Brewers fans, because he had a quote about being acquired by the Brewers. Quote, the cool part is going to a team that's in first place.
Heck yes.
Yeah, indeed. Yes, it is. Welcome to the crew, Frankie. Good to have you, and you don't even have to move too far. You stayed in the same division. That's the latest activity. Not sure if the Brewers are done yet, but something to know, GM Matt Arnold has added three pitchers in the month of July alone, so the investment in the club is there. Earlier this morning, we did have live sports basketball. It was Greece and Spain facing off in pool play. Now, it was a 15-point lead at half. Spain was kind of whooping up on Greece, but they made it a game in the second half. They were down by four. This is the final possession. They needed a three.
They need two buckets. Giannis inside and Aldama had it knocked away. 8 seconds left. Catch and shoot three. That should have been a foul. It wasn't. Spain is going to have the win. Alberto Diaz will shoot at the end to add a little window dressing, point differential counts and tiebreakers, and the Spaniards get their first win in Paris.
Yeah, the Greece national team does not. They are 0-2 in Paris in the
Olympics.
That's
no good. Like,
not good.
So what do they play in pool play? Three?
So they play three, correct. Yeah. The next they play Australia. That's on Friday. And
you got to hope somebody falls down here, plus to get that win.
Need some help elsewhere. Yeah. Now, Giannis did a 27 points, 11 rebounds against Spain, so he played well. But, you know, okay, let's get the game over on Friday. They don't win. Let's get this guy back. Wrap him up with bubble wrap. Kind of get ready for the NBC. It's the selfish fan in me, but allow me to be that.
Right there with you, man. I was having exactly that thought of, all right, well, if it's not to be for Giannis, then let's go three and out.
Yeah, kind of.
Let's keep you healthy.
Is that terrible? I feel a little scummy doing that. Men's basketball, USA men's team. Their next game is against South Sudan at 2. That's tomorrow.
High temperatures topping out in the 90s for tomorrow. We'll talk live with Storm Team 4 Chief Meteorologist Brian Nisnansky next. High of 88 degrees today in your Storm Team forecast under partly cloudy skies, humid as well, with a slight chance this afternoon of some thunderstorms. Low down to 70 tonight. Right now it's 72 in Milwaukee. We're bringing Storm Team 4 Chief Meteorologist Brian Nisnansky. Niz, and it's your fault, the least popular person at yesterday's Wisconsin Athletic Hall of Fame golf outing was your poor wife, who had to answer for how come it was raining the first six holes. I felt bad for Julie.
Yeah, I for sure heard all about that. It was tough living yesterday because while she was at the Wisconsin Athletic Hall of Fame outing, I was at the Mac Fund outing yesterday. So both of us golfing at different events and same outcome. Yes. Rain definitely hampered the play a bit.
What do you see here for today? We've got this slight chance of some thunderstorms in the afternoon. Yep. Are these humidity fueled kind of pop-up storms?
Yes, in a way, but I do feel a little bit more comfortable about like the timing and location a little bit. Still scattered and still not guaranteed. Yesterday was a scenario where, like, I mean, I hate to say it, but, like, they could have really popped up anywhere and, you know, and some of us would get 2 hundredths of an inch and another could get over an inch. And today it looks more like I think our inland spots, our western spots have the best chance, and that will be later on in the afternoon. I think our chance of a storm here in Milwaukee is actually pretty low today. So I think most of us are going to end up being dry. But it's just the inland spots, I would say, between like 2 and 7 o'clock have the best chance of those pop-up storms.
Hey, Niz, it was June of last year we were talking about Canadian wildfire smoke and its massive impact it had on our air quality. Right now we're watching that wildfire in Chico, California. Most of the Northwest, Montana especially right now, it's blanketed pretty heavy there. How likely is it that that makes its way over here?
Yeah, so what the scenario that would bring that here would be a significant cold front, like that would switch our wind back out of the west or even northwest. So it would ride along high pressure out west. right now we're stuck in a very warm and humid air mass. So basically our air is coming from the Gulf of Mexico, coming in from the south. So we really don't have to worry much about the wildfire smoke for the immediate future. But if those fires keep raging, and the next time we get some nice refreshing air from the northwest, that likely will be riding along a ridge out west and originating from California, so a chance that it could have some of that smoke. So certainly something we're watching, but looks warm and humid all the way through the weekend. So I do not foresee any of that wildfire smoke or much of it affecting us.
No, we talked about this a month ago when we were getting rain every other day, maybe every night for a while there.
Yeah.
It doesn't take much to turn it pretty dry in a hurry.
No, my yard got really dry.
Yeah.
Up here in Grafton, honestly, I looked at my gauge and I got my fancy little thing where I can look back the entire month and whatever. I've had two rains, over a quarter of an inch in July. That's it. I believe it was two Saturdays ago and then maybe on the third or something like that. So I haven't had much. I've had less than an inch of rain all the entire month here. So there are spots that have seen a lot more than that. There are spots that have, you know, seen less. And that's kind of the nature of July. the people haves and the have nots with the rainfall.
Storm Team 4 Chief Meteorologist Brian Niznanski. Appreciate it, Niz. Thanks, man.
Yeah, you bet. You bet, Vinny. Hey, did you go see Twisters or no?
Not yet. It's on my list.
Okay. Get it in there.
Good. I'll report back to you. I promise.
All right, see you, buddy. Bye.
Niznanski gave Twisters a thumbs up.
Yeah, two thumbs up. Right? That means something from the Chief.
MLB trade deadline is 5 o'clock our time. We'll talk live with Brewers manager Pat Murphy in Brewers 360 at 7:45.
It was, of course, a soggy spring and early summer around the Midwest, including here in Wisconsin, and that soggy weather sparking a surge in calls to poison control centers.
Wild mushrooms thrive in warm, soggy summer weather, and that is what it has been like in the country's midsection. It has also contributed to a bumper crop of calls from April through this month to the Minnesota Regional Poison Center, 90 of them, triple compared to the same period last year. The cases can include kids who didn't know what they were doing and foragers who make mistakes. America's Poison Center's calls were up 26% throughout all U.S. states and territories for April through June. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
Pretty big mistake. Finding what you thought was just a tasty little moral or something. Uh-oh.
Hey, coming up next, say it. Say the words. Say we'll see you next time. That story next. This report brought to you by Steinhoffels. Visit them at steinhoffels.com. Seven 7:41, Wisconsin's morning news on this Tuesday morning. So he didn't say it, and it's not a big deal. I assure you.
Are you sure?
I don't actually really care.
Really? I find that hard to believe.
Well, so I'm at the Quick Trip. My local neighborhood Quick Trip. Mm. And what do they say when you're after every transaction, when you're done with the fuel? You know, any fuel today, right? Do you have a quick card or whatever?
Beep, 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 beep.
Right, ding, bing, bing. Okay,
right,
good.
There you go. Yep. All right, here you go. Thank you. See you next time.
We'll see you next time, right? So I gotta have a good one, which is a universally fine answer at the end
course.
Of virtually any transaction.
Every other gas station in the world, that's great. You get that in New York, like, wow, what a day.
Right, yeah, have a good one. Okay, I'll take that. Guy was friendly, no problems, whatever. But I even gave it a beat, like, as if to suggest, are you sure there's nothing else you would like to say to me? I didn't get it. So no big deal, but I thought it was funny. Because that's the Quick Trip, you know, catchphrase, right?
Of course.
It'd be like seeing Gruber and he says, like, hey, give me a call sometime. No, that's not the line.
How many?
Say the line. Right?
Say the line, Bart.
So it happens. So I put it on social media, right? And expecting the reaction much like I just got from you.
Of course.
I imagine you all listening at the moment. I got some blowback. Like, wow, maybe he was having a tough day. Or one guy said, don't get your undies in a bunch. I assure you, my undies are not in a bunch over Quick Trip guy. In fact, your undies are.
Didn't think we'd be talking about Vince Petrano's undies.
Can we get the joke?
Gosh. Beautiful Twitter or X.
I'm going to burn my social media. I'm just done with it.
Oh, and see you next time.
And also, see you next time. We got Brewers manager Pat Murphy coming up next.
Time for an update from the Gruber Law Office's One Call, That's All Sports Desk.
Packers practice at 10:30 today. That practice is open to the fans in Green Bay. Brewers 8-3 winners over the Braves. They go again at 7:10 tonight. The Major League Baseball trade deadline coming up at 5 p.m. our time. Brewers 360 is sponsored by Holiday Automotive. And we got the Brewers manager, Pat Murphy, online with us this morning. Morning, Murph.
How you doing?
Doing well. So 5 o'clock trade deadline for MLB today. Do you think your guy, Matt Arnold, is still shopping, or are we done here?
Well, I think they're always making inquiries. That's part of the job. And Matt and his people have done an incredible job getting us Frankie Montas and Savali before that, and Mears. You know, they've added guys that fit into the clubhouse, and that's, it's important part of this thing, the way we do things. It has to be about people. So Matt and his group have done an unbelievable job with that.
Tell me a little bit more about that, Murph, and your role in that. I mean, I think about coming to work one day, right? And if one of my guys here on my team is gone and there's a new person sitting across from me, like, not for nothing, that all matters. What is your role in trying to help the guys navigate through that?
Well, I mean, I think that's all part of it. This is about people, and it's hard to pick up your family and move one phone call. Yeah, you're on a different team. And it's very, very difficult. And as privileged life as we all have, I mean, it's difficult. It's hard on people. You start getting in your head, why, when, is this going to be better? It's change. Everybody fights it sometimes. But I think my role is just to be there to try to navigate as much best I can and help them get through it, help them understand whether they're coming or going, that it's going to be okay.
Got our first look at Nick Mears last night against the Braves. Had a pretty nice outing for his first one with the crew. What elements does he bring that can really revamp this bullpen as we head into the second half stretch?
Well, when you think about, you know, his career in Colorado, you know, he started in Pittsburgh, but then good young prospect with a good arm. It's kind of developed more in Colorado. To their credit, he really became somebody. And but when you look at his numbers out of Colorado, you never can assess that too much because it's so tough pitching there. So we're excited. You know, his breaking ball, he's not just a guy that throws 97, 98. He's also a really good slider and demonstrated that last night against some really good hitters. He's I think he fits in nicely in the leverage spot.
Brewers manager Pat Murphy with us live on Brewers 360. Pat, do you have a list of guys that you throw at Matt Arnold? Does he come to you and say, what about this guy? What about that? Like, what's that relationship like? And do you have the ability to say, like, Matt, I do not want this guy?
No, I don't. You know, I would do that if there was somebody that we were adamant about was the wrong person. But, you know, there's not too many of them out there. You know what I mean? And Matt and his crew, they do a great job, and they're nice enough to include me and talk to me about some of it. They're on their own. They know what they're looking for. They've done this before, and I trust them. And I got to stick to what I do, and they stick to what they do.
Hey, Skip, before we let you go, a pretty big birthday today for fans of Brewers baseball, the 90th birthday for one Alan Huber, better known as Bud Selig. Sort of an indelible figure here in Milwaukee baseball history. You're, of course, closely linked with the team as well. In your mind, what is the legacy of Selig when it comes to Milwaukee baseball?
Yeah, it's incredible, man. You know, this is a guy that, you know, just had a vision and had a dream, and to see that come true and see what he's meant. And, you know, recently talking to him and seeing his passion still for the day-to-day. He would know he'd know about Mears the same way that you asked me about him. It's incredible, you know, the way the man just lives and dies with it every single day. And talk to me about different things, specifics of games. It's amazing the way he follows it. And his legacy is that he's real. He's genuine. He had a vision here, and he wanted this to happen. And, you know, he still carries it out every day. It's his life work. And I just, I admire the heck out of the man, what he's done for baseball.
Thanks, Skip. Always great to catch up.
Great catching up with you guys. Yep. Thanks.
Brewers and Braves, it's a 7:10 first pitch tonight at American Family Field. 7:48 on Wisconsin's Morning News. On Wisconsin's Morning News. Mark Tauscher on Wisconsin's Morning News, sponsored by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Tausch out till the end of the week. We have ESPN's Jason Wilde on the line with us this morning. So we haven't talked, Jason, until, you know, like my panic Not that I thought this deal wasn't going to get done, but I didn't want it to draw out. You tried to allay my concerns, and everything is fine now. So we've now seen Jordan Love on the practice field, in pads. How's everything look?
Yeah, he stinks.
All right, thanks for talking to us, Jason. We locked up a lot of money in that guy.
Yeah, no, he doesn't stink. But you were very concerned, and you weren't the only one. I will give you that. I think there were other folks that had those concerns. But, you know, he's had two practices now. They did not practice yesterday, and now we'll have today, tomorrow, and Thursday practices. And I'm guessing he'll get more into the swing of things. Because, to your point, while you were panicking, you know, being there and watching practice, and then we learned that after practice, he would go inside the Hudson Center and throw to a couple injured guys and a couple of equipment guys, which is not the same as throwing in practice. But he did start a little bit slow. You could see the rust. And I thought Matt LaFleur, Eric and I were talking about this yesterday, I thought Matt LaFleur did a really good job of saying, look, this is why we practice. Like, even this rising star quarterback that we're all excited about needs practice. And so, you know, he's had some really good throws. He had a great deep ball that he hit Christian Watson on. And then he also threw a pick six the other day. So he's kind of getting his sea legs back underneath him. But that chapter is now resolved. I think both sides can be happy about where they landed on the contract. And now, as Jordan put it, now it's time to get to work on going to win a Super Bowl.
ESPN's Jason Wilde is with us this morning. Hey, it was at the Wisconsin Athletic Hall of Fame golf outing. Talked to Donald Driver yesterday, one of your favorites, I know. And I was asking him the same question that you and I have talked about a little bit. In terms of the receivers, you got a lot of young guys. Everybody's going to be looking to get touches. Donald is buying into what we're hearing from the Packers, that these are unselfish guys in that receivers room. And as long as things are going well, guys are happy to have the ball spread around.
Yeah, the key phrase there, I don't know if that's yours or Donald's, is as long as things are going right, well.
That's
right?
Mine. When we're winning, it's all good.
Because, you know, look, one of the great things that they had going for them for so many years was not just two Hall of Fame back-to-back quarterbacks, but the fact that they always had kind of this line of succession at wide receiver. And that's why this is so different, you know, because it was Sterling Sharp, and then it was Robert Brooks, then it was Antonio Freeman, then it was Donald, right? Then it was Greg Jennings, then it was Jordy Nelson, then it was Davante Adams. And that was where the lineage ended, and they restocked the position. No offense to Alan Lazard, but he was not a legitimate number one wide receiver. And so now they're in this spot where it's not as clear-cut, but as Donald would tell you, for much of his career, they didn't go into training camp going, God, I wonder who the number one wide receiver is. It was him. And so I don't think it's a problem now, but I don't want to be Pollyanna-ish. I think, you know, guys do want theirs. And especially as we get closer to these guys being at the end of their rookie contracts, they want to get paid. And that factors into whether you get paid or not. So it's great. I'm glad they're all singing Kumbaya in the wide receiver room. But that is something that will have to be managed, and we will see if Matt LaFleur and Jordan Love can keep everybody continued happy going through an entire NFL season.
ESPN Wisconsin's Jason Wilde with us on Wisconsin's Morning News. All right, Jason, the calendar turns pretty soon here to August, and one of the staples, at least in Green Bay of August, is Family Night coming up. I've been to a grand total of one, and it was probably about 20 years ago when they still had teams coming in for scrimmages. I know we understand that we're not expecting to see big leaps and strides on Family Night by any means. It's mostly just quick team drills and activities. But especially for the young guys, it still has to be a pretty exciting moment when you step out and suddenly for just a scrimmage or practices, you get 75,000 in your face.
Yeah, even for guys that played at really big schools, right? I mean, they obviously played in big games, but this is different. Now, remember, this is just a regular practice that happens to be in Lambeau Field. Ever since Brian Bulaga blew out his knee in a live tackling period at Family Night, they put an end to that. So it's just practice. But yes, it's almost like a dress rehearsal for the first preseason game, and it will be exciting for a lot of guys.
Appreciate it, Jason.
All right, guys. Take care. Be good.
ESPN's Jason Wilde with us. in the absence of Mark Tauscher, who joins us once again later this week. 7:57 on Wisconsin's Morning News.